My name is Amy Garzon Hampton.
Amy, you are the latest recipient of the Fulbright Scholarship from Shepherd University. Explain what your Fulbright's for.
The application that I submitted outlined a program in which it would be kind of a dual function. One is academic, in which I would begin or implement a child welfare class for the social work department at the University of Nicaragua in Leon. And they currently don't have anything that's specifically child welfare focused to prepare their students. So that would be the first piece of it. The second piece is very much community-based, much more community-based, because what I will be doing is with the Department of Social Work and the professionals that are in the field doing child welfare work, I will be putting together and piloting a training program for their foster parents, who they call substitute parents. And so we will be kind of doing a needs assessment of what they see as the most needed areas for training. And then I will be putting those together, you know, in Spanish and hopefully in a culturally relevant way, so that they will have a curriculum for pre-service and possibly, you know, a continuing education where they can continue to take trainings.
And this will all be at the university or something in the university community?
The university will be involved in it. We will be, of course, I will be, you know, the class is specifically for the university, for the Department of Social Work. But the second piece would be for the social work students to get involved, as well as the professional social workers that are in the field. So the university is already involved in some of the trainings for foster parents and for the workers that are doing child welfare work. So we will just be kind of expanding upon what they do at this point.
This is similar to what you do here, correct?
Very similar. And that's one of the reasons I was so excited about it. Because I've always felt that I've been wanting to do international work for a really long time. And I always felt when I looked at international opportunities, like I had to kind of squeeze my square peg into a round hole, kind of, you know, where I had the skills and abilities. If I, you know, casted it in the correct light, maybe they could see where they were transferable skills. But what was amazing is when I went to meet with the faculty at UNAN Leon, they asked me what my specialization is here. And I explained to them that I, here at Shepherd, I coordinate and train in a foster parent training program. And the professor, it was the lead professor, she kind of lit up and she was like, wow, we could really use that here.
So explain what you do here.
Okay, so what I do here is I run a training program for people who would like to become foster adoptive parents in a 15-county region. I work as a team with the Department of Health and Human Resources. We have a collaboration in which they basically say where and when they need these trainings, and I fill the need. So I coordinate that, and then I'm responsible for all the reporting of the outcomes of the programs, our attendees, etc.
How do you have a connection to Nicaragua?
My husband's actually from Nicaragua. My husband, I met him in Guatemala when I was putting together the course with Jerry. We were staying with a local Guatemalan family there. He happened to be the bass guitarist in their band. And that's how I met him. And so I imported him, is what I tell people. I imported him from Guatemala, but he's Nicaraguan. He had been working. He worked for 13 years in Guatemala as a musician.
And the Welch program did help you in getting this a little bit?
I did not realize it was the Welch program. I thought it was Timothy Nixon. He was a tremendous help. He was not just a help in like correcting my spelling errors or checking what might be grammatically, you know, incongruent in my application. He was encouraging. He was warm, and he did not seem like he was bothered when I needed to reach out for help, which made me feel so good. And when we started to kind of hit bumps in the institutional road, he was beside me to say, okay, it's okay, we're going to figure it out, you know, and he's been awesome. He's been a great cheerleader.